Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Please introduce yourself for me.
Sure. My name is Boris Yordanov. I'm a co-founder of a startup doing a writing app for fiction writers at the moment. It's called Grantica. And we're a distributed team. We started about 2 years ago. My co-founder is a writer. He's a former programmer turned writer. He's a successful one. And at some point, he decided that there wasn't the tools about, you know, for writing fiction weren't good enough, weren't smart enough.
Okay.
And so he had this idea. He reached out to me because I had built some technologies that are very relevant to the product. So we formed the company, and now we're at a beta stage.
Okay. So what kind of tools are we talking about here?
So imagine you're writing a long, complex story like Game of Thrones or Harry Potter, right? So you have, you know, the inspiration part, you have the idea of the story, and you know, that's kind of 5 or 10% of the work that you do.
Yeah.
But most of the work is about revising, editing, making sure the story is consistent, extending it, branching out in different storylines, etc. And when you do that, the way that writers currently work is they keep notes in all sorts of places. They try to construct a timeline in various different extra tools. And what we do is we basically turn the whole writing process into a knowledge creation process. So as you write your story, you input facts about the story, it constructs a timeline, and it can detect inconsistencies, chronological problems in the story. You can do interesting searches that otherwise you wouldn't be able to do with a normal editor. You can ask, when is the first time that two characters appear at a given location, right? So the software understands a lot about what's going on in the story, and it does a lot of automated reasoning to find out information that's not obvious and that, you know, that somebody reading the text will kind of figure out, but otherwise it's not there.
Okay. Wow. So this would help, I think, in terms of television production, obviously. So in TV, the rule is always that the series Bible isn't written until after the first season. So everything that happens in the first season is kind of like not canon.
Right.
Because, you know, you're going to have to make adjustments. But this helps prevent those inconsistencies where somebody did or didn't attend college.
Exactly.
And at one point they did, and at one point they didn't. And you're like, wait, I thought this helps find those in a like a novel type scenario.
Exactly.
To help you prevent those situations.
Exactly, yes.
Awesome.
And part of it is also constructing an alternative narratives. So if you want to turn a novel into a TV series, and my co-founder, actually his big, most successful novel became a Netflix series in India. It's called Sacred Games.
Uh-huh.
So
I got a press release about that one.
All right. So yeah. So he's the author of the book, right? So he helped write the script of the TV series. And the way it works is it's a very painful process. I mean, there are a team of writers with walls filled with sticky notes and trying to figure out what plot line to drop, what plot line to modify. Like if you change a little bit of the story somewhere, you drop a scene or you add another one, how does that impact the rest, right?
Uh-huh.
That restructures the whole narrative. Mm-hmm. And so if you have formal knowledge, you know, computerized formal knowledge about the whole thing, then it makes it so much easier, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of the proposition there, that, you know, you can do that.
Okay. So I'm writing my novel. I've done the Star Wars story is probably a pretty good one, right? So you start in the middle,
right.
And then you go to the past,
yeah.
And things that were established here, you maybe want to see here without conflicting with the rules
Correct.
That you established here. And so you can still do that.
Yes.
These two characters were supposed to have met 15 years ago in a bar. You want to make sure they don't meet in a coffee house.
Yes.
Okay.
So it helps with like plot holes and stuff
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
so then it also has that ability to look at a timeline and see
chronological issues.
See the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that exactly. when you're moving it to another medium, to a movie or a TV show or something like that, you can
alter.
If you adjust this,
yeah.
it's the pulling the strings, right?
Yes.
So when you pull the string, you can see all the things that it might have unraveled.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's very intelligent.
Part of it is also like talking about things like Star Wars, right? Famous stories.
Yeah.
There is this whole universe of fan fiction, people who write, you know, versions of them or, you know, branch out in different directions.
Yes.
So what our software allows you to do is to also, once you create that universe of the whole story, you can export it, right? And you can import it. Just the universe, just the events, the characters, the locations,
okay.
right? So the text is one side of the equation. The other part is the whole factual knowledge about what's
sure.
going on, right? That factual knowledge is a separate thing that you can export and put
okay.
somewhere and start writing a prequel or whatever.
So the Isaac Asimov universe is a great example of that, where, you know, all of his, well, not all of, but a lot of his sci-fi books all took place in one universe. And then after he died, his family open sourced
mm-hmm.
the universe and said create new content
right
in this world and
right.
people have
yes
and this would give the family or the author or the family the ability to say these are the rules as they exist, these are the things that we all know to be true,
yeah,
live within that
exactly yes
that's really cool
exactly.
Yeah. I think it'll also work for Deadpool honestly because you know how Deadpool has so many different
Yeah, that's a...
I mean, the technology behind it is really trying to take text, like normal documents that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you have, and turn them into a database.
Sure.
Right, so as you write, like you're typing text, but what's happening is that you're actually creating and enriching a database of knowledge, right? So that same technology underneath is applicable to all sorts of other domains.
Of course.
So our go-to-market is fan fiction, but we're thinking... you know, bigger after that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other angle to it, I should probably mention, is that once you have this ability to associate meaning with the text, then you can imagine different forms of reading, right? You can imagine semi-augmented reality type of, experience when you read with audio effects or maybe even visual effects on top, etc. Because you know that you're in a jungle maybe, or you know that, you have all sorts of information that you can leverage to build, you know, different reading experience as well. So that's,
wow.
you know, ideas that are kind of pie in the sky at the moment, but
yeah.
they're, you know, you can...
I mean, it would add a level of efficiency as well. So, like, it helps the writer be more efficient, and it also helps the storyline have more meaning.
That's the main value proposition at the
yeah.
moment, right? That's what it is. I mean, software developers, they are familiar and with their software development tools
mm-hmm.
where you can navigate your project very quickly and you can do searches that are meaningful searches and you can, you know, analyze what's the impact of changing something, right? Writers don't have that. You know,
right.
they have to read and reread and reread and have editors help them spot problems, etc.
Or, so. God forbid, try and hold it all in your head.
Yeah.
Which is never going to happen.
Yeah. yeah.
Even authors forget
yeah.
details about their own work.
Oh, definitely.
You just can't hold that much in your head, especially when you're trying to think about what the future is going to look like and you're trying to build a whole narrative. You
yes.
can't necessarily hold all those details in your head as you go.
Yes.
So this is like an external brain.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Great.
It's we call it an intelligent assistant, right, at the moment for
Perfect.
Yeah. So
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Now, so you're in alpha. Where are we in the process?
So 2 weeks ago we put a beta version of the software
Kay.
For download. So it's very fresh.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to to get good feedback and, you know, see what we got right, what we got wrong, right?
Sure.
And yeah, so we are hoping to release and start, you know, charging for it beginning of fall somewhere.
Okay.
You know, assuming everything goes well. But yeah, I mean, we got to a fairly advanced stage to the product before actually showing it to the public. I mean, we didn't like do some prototype that, you know, just throw away. I mean, which is really worked. So there is everything already in it, right? There is, you know, everything is functional, right? You can actually write a novel and you can use it already. So
okay,
it's we need to fix the bugs and we need to maybe, you know, adjust some things and then should be good to go. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we've got a good friend from our team who is a novel author. Mm-hmm. Who
all right.
I'm definitely all right. Going
give it a try,
to
yeah.
suggest this over to probably when we're done here.
yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If people want to find out more about this product, how can they get it?
So they go to our website, grantica.co. I assume you'll have that somewhere as a link. And, you know, if you click download, you need to give your email, so we send you a link and, you know, and then you start using it.
Perfect.
It's available for Windows and Mac. So.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this.
Thanks for having me.
It's a really cool idea.
Yeah, no, thank really you. Cool.
Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you.
Have a good
rest
of collision.
Yeah, thanks.
Good.